Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Shabbos, Perek Tes, Mishneh and Mishneh Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos of Shalom Zalman Yuv Zgasam Rasi Yitiv Chayitz Chalatzeim. They should be gebench with us Sachat Slachan Siat Nishmai Good Elf Parnasa B'Shefa and Kol Tov Sela and B'schos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be Zecher to find her Ziva Kogun Bekar of Mamish. And Mishneh tells us Hamaiti Eitzim, someone that's mighty wood on Shabbos. How much wood is he going to be chai if you bring mighty? Kedei Levashal Beitza Kala. Enough to cook an easily cooked egg, which we had said previously is a chicken egg. Tavlin, what about spices? Kedei Latavl Beitza Kala. Enough spices to spice an easily cooked egg. And with starfin zemzeh, all sorts of spices are mistarved to each other. Klipei agazim, shells of nuts, klipei remainim, peels of pomegranates, istis, upua, all these things are used to make different colored dyes. How much of these is a person going to be chayv if he's mighty? Kedei letzbaya bayan beged kadim besvacha, enough to dye the small cloth piece on a woman's headgear. This is the smallest piece of cloth that a person would dye, so that's the shear. What about mei raglayim, urine, neser, alum, ubiris, which is a type of soap, kimunya, which is called saltwort, which is some sort of powdered herb used in washing hands, ve'eshlug, and also some sort of cleaning agent. How much is a person chai for being mighty? Kedei lechabes behen beged katan besvachal, enough that can be used to clean this small garment or this small cloth which is on her head covering. Rabbi Huda says, kedei lechavir sakesem, it's enough in order to be able to put on a stain if a woman wanted to determine whether or not a stain that she had on her clothing was blood or something else, so they would put one of these things on it, and then that was able to determine if it was blood or not, and according to Rabbi Huda, that's how much a person is chai for being mighty. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, pilpeles. This is a certain type of pepper that was used for getting rid of bad odor in a person's mouth. Kol shehi, even the slightest amount a person's chai for being mighty, that's because it can be used to take away this bad odor. Ve'itron, this is used for headaches. Kol shehu, even the tiniest bit, can be used to take away headache. Mina besamim, different types of besamim, such as perfumes or besamim like we use for havdalah. Umine matchas, different types of metals. Kol shehin, even the tiniest amount a person's chai for being mighty, that's because even the smallest amount is beneficial. Me'avni ha-mizbeach, u'me'afar mizbeach, if a person has a little bit of the stones in the mizbeach or dirt from the mizbeach, mekek sfarim, u'mekek mit b'chaseim, decayed sfarim, or the cloth around the sefer that got decayed. Kol shehin, even the tiniest bit, a person is going to be chai for being mighty. Shematznian ice and the guns on. That's because a person is going to be matznia it. A person is going to store it away in order so that he could bury it, so he could put it into geniza, and therefore a person would be chai for being mighty that amount. Rabbi Huda says, afa mighty misham she avodah zarah. Even if a person brings out something that's used to serve avodah zarah, kol shehu, he's going to be chai for being mighty even the tiniest amount. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'lo yidbak b'yadcha me'uma min acherem, and nothing shall cling to your hand from the cherem, which is referring to avodah zarah. So we see that even the slightest amount of avodah zarah is considered something which is chashuv, so therefore a person would be chai for being mighty this. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.